We are back at Jesus to the Nations conference in Halifax this afternoon. Right now, I'm speaking with Tim from Hats Haiti, and he's going to share a little bit about the ministry and what they do. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what is HATS?
HATS stands for Hands Across the Sea, mm-hmm. and it's a ministry, it's a Canadian interdenominational mission in Haiti.
Okay.
And we work in three different areas of ministry. It's all focused around children, but specifically we run a small orphanage, a school for the community, and we also provide some mercy ministry and relief work in the community.
Okay. So what is HATS's mission?
HATS is all about the children, is really our motto. It is, we believe that children and education are the keys to Haiti's future. The orphanage that we run is kept small and does not offer international adoptions. The idea is of raising children who remain in Haiti, training them, giving them an education so that they can become future leaders and stay there and help to develop Haiti and address a lot of the issues that exist there.
Okay.
The school itself focuses on trying to provide a quality education within the overall Haitian education system.
Okay.
So ongoing teacher education, and we try to bring in extra resources to help supplement what may normally be offered within the education system.
Okay. Cool. So how does the ministry operate?
We partner very closely with local Haitians. Karen Huckster founded the mission. She's originally from Springdale in Newfoundland and has family connections in this area and that sort of thing.
Right.
She basically resides there and is on site most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she runs it. She works closely with a gentleman named Luckner Estimable. Luckner is a Haitian lawyer. He lives in the community. He's a very well-respected member of the community and runs a Christian radio station, and he's also the principal of the school there.
Okay.
And so he acts as a conduit to a lot of the local people, a lot of the needs. He's well-known and well-respected in the community and really is a key part of our success.
Okay.
Beyond that, we employ all Haitian staff, really, from the house mothers and caretaking staff, the teachers, security staff. So there's quite a large number of Haitian staff from the area that we employ.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what are some of the needs and prayer requests, I guess, that you guys have right now?
One of our big things that we really would ask for prayer for is finding volunteers who can go down on a longer-term basis to support the mission.
Okay.
Karen's been running the mission for probably 20 years or more now.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot of the time it's been single-handedly, at least for as far as a Canadian presence goes.
Right.
And so we're really seeking to find ideally a mature couple who are looking to commit to, you know, up to a couple year term, or even some, even we've got one or two couples that come in for a few months at a time, once or twice a year.
Right.
Who, you know, aren't able to commit to being there full-time, but are able to come in and out, but on an ongoing basis, so that they have a chance to be trained up in the ministry, to learn the local environment, and be able to establish kind of a consistent presence and whatnot.
Okay.
That's one of our biggest needs.
Yeah.
The other one, over the past number of years, the school has grown.
Right.
A few years ago, it was 200 students, and then 250. We're now up to 500 students or more.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the students are from, it's a very poor rural farming area that we operate in.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the students don't have the funds, really, or their families don't have the funds to cover off the costs of school.
Right.
Which we subsidize as much as we can, but many of the poorest are sponsored by people here in Canada. As it's grown, we've now gotten to a point where we have about 60 to 70 students, many of them brand new kind of pre-kindergarten kids who don't have sponsors available to them.
Okay.
And so we're earnestly seeking additional sponsors. Beyond that, of course, we covet prayers for support and protection for the ministry, for the staff that are there, both Haitian and Canadian, and just really, really lift up, ask the people to lift up the mission in prayer.
Okay. All right. So we did kind of touch on it a little bit, I guess, but what are some ways that people can get involved?
One of the easiest ways to at least stay up to date on what's going on is to like us on Facebook.
Okay.
Look for Hands Across the Sea or Hats Haiti.
Yeah.
Or visit our website at hatshaiti.org.
Okay.
We put out regular blog updates to let people know what's going on and that sort of thing. As I mentioned, we're definitely looking for sponsors for students.
Right.
And that can be, we've got several different options for people who want to pay monthly or once per year.
Okay.
And information about that is on our website. definitely ask for prayers. And we also have different short-term missions groups that come down for about a week at a time.
Okay.
And work with the kids, work on projects on the site. Depending on the skills that people bring, we can always put them to use. And it's a great chance to get to know the environment and see what it's like.
Okay. Very cool. So again, we've been speaking with Tim from Hats Haiti. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I think this is...
Alrighty then.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So again, we're at Jesus to the Nations in Halifax this weekend. There's a lot of exhibitors here at the conference, and we encourage you to come check things out. You can find out more about the conference and what's going on at the website, jesustothenations.org.